to the UK now. And to paraphrase Oscar Wilde, to lose one key ally might be regarded as misfortune, but to lose two looks like carelessness. And that's exactly what happened to the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who lost his ambassador to the United States, Peter Mandelson, this week over his links to the convicted child sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein, a week after his deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner resigned when it emerged that she had not paid the correct amount of tax on her seaside flat. So can Keir Starmer himself survive? And if not, who's waiting in the wings to replace him? John Rentoul is the chief political commentator with the London Independent and is on the line now. John, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Hello.
Keir Starmer he's had a run of bad luck lately. He has reluctantly had to get rid of two people, but only when their positions became untenable. And in each case, he mounted a fairly strong defence of them. To what extent are his own supporters now starting to question his judgment?
Oh, well, that's precisely the problem that he now has. I mean, I'm surprised at the range of people who are grumbling about him in private and suggesting that he's in really deep trouble. I mean, the only MPs who've gone public in saying that he ought to go are Clive Lewis, who is a member of the Socialist Campaign Group, 19 strong. I mean, very articulate, but doesn't represent a huge strand of opinion in the Labour Party. And Graham Stringer, who's a much more long-standing figure, but he's generally pretty anti the leadership and a maverick who says what he thinks. But in private, an awful lot of Labour MPs are very unhappy.
Mm. In the case of Peter Mandelson's departure this week, it does seem baffling, doesn't it, that the Prime Minister would get to his feet in the Commons and defend him when Mr. Mandelson himself had signalled that there was more to come, that there were more damaging emails yet to emerge.
Yes, a very unpolitical showing from Keir Starmer, who had actually, I think at that point, already realised that there was some really embarrassing emails to come out. He did the non-political thing, which was to just play for time, and he obviously didn't have time to think it through properly. He thought, I'll just defend him for now and then see what happens. But I mean, that doesn't look great. I mean, he did something that looked very similar with Angela Rayner. He defended her, and then she had to go. But at the point when he defended her, he didn't know the full facts, and I think she was much more to blame for that than he was.
If there is to be a move to take out Keir Starmer, when might it come, and who is waiting in the wings then to replace him?
Well, I thought until I sat down to write an article yesterday, I thought, this is overheated talk, and obviously nothing's going to happen until much later in the Parliament. I mean, I think Keir Starmer is in trouble, but I did think that there's no prospect of anything happening soon. But then the more I considered it, and the more I thought about the turmoil, and the more I thought particularly about the budget that's coming up and the really painful choices that are going to have to be made in the budget, the harder it seems for him to get through that unscathed. And it is extraordinary that there isn't a candidate to replace him now, because Angela Rayner was seen as the main threat to his position, and she's gone. Andy Burnham, the mayor of Greater Manchester, is seen as the great king across the water, or the king from the north, but he's not an MP, and getting to be an MP would be extremely challenging. So it's not clear who would take over from him, but I don't know how long he's going to survive.
And he has time, though, doesn't he? I mean, he still has a long time to run in the term, but I guess it's down to his own MPs.
Well, that's the point. I mean, the point about parliamentary democracy is that the government rests on the person who has the confidence of a majority in the House of Commons. And I'm amazed at how weak his support among Labour MPs is, and the degree to which so many of them are talking about how long he's got and who's going to replace him and when it's going to happen. Once that kind of talk becomes the norm, it's very difficult to hold the line, and things could crumble very quickly.
Very interesting to watch. John Rentoul, Chief Political Commentator with the London Independent, thank you very much for speaking with us today.